This morning is our day of prayer and worship, as we do quarterly. And this morning, the focus of our prayers will be focused on the declarations that we've been working through over the last number of weeks as we've been looking at revival culture. And so we've covered half of the revival culture topics at this point, and then there's six more to go leading up almost to Christmas. And we're going to, through these declarations, we're going to repeat them together in unison as each leader will lead us, and then they will pray as the Holy Spirit leads those declarations over us as a congregation. And we're looking forward to spending some time in prayer. And I really believe, I've just had the sense that, you know something, as we declare these things, it's more than just rehearsing it, a mental exercise. It's reminding ourselves what God has provided for us, who we are in Christ, what we have in store for us to experience his goodness. And so we've looked at family, the goodness of God, joy and hope. We've looked at honor, risk and faith, and the prophetic. And after this weekend, we'll be looking at grace and empowerment, valuing his presence, releasing the supernatural, salvation and righteousness, generosity, revelation, and the word. And so even as we rehearse these things this morning, I believe that as the Holy Spirit is with us, God is present with us, some of us may be set free this morning. Some of us may be healed this morning. Some of us may experience restoration in ways that we never thought were possible. It's because of who he is and how good he is. Would you lead us?
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Let's pray through these declarations together, shall we? My prayers are powerful and effective. God richly supplies all my needs. I am dead to sin and have a victorious DNA in me. I walk in ever-increasing health. I live under a supernatural protection. I prosper in all my relationships. I consistently bring God encounters to other people. In Jesus, I am 100% loved and worthy to experience all of God's blessings. Each of my family members is wonderfully blessed and radically loves Jesus. I uproariously laugh when I hear a lie from the devil. Hallelujah. Jesus, we believe you love us, that you have removed all deficiency out of me. And your love is a glorious mystery. Your compassion knows no boundaries. It knows no limits. Abba, I belong to you. We declare that our prayers are powerful and effective, and that when we pray to the sovereign God of heaven and earth, you move in power. God, you richly supply all of my needs. Your name is Jehovah Jireh. We declare that we will never worry about money again, and that man owes me nothing, because in you I have everything supplied that I need, and you supply it in richness and abundance and in fullness. I am dead to sin, because when you see me, Abba, you see me cloaked in Christ's righteousness. You have removed all sin from me, past, present, and future. And in that, we say thank you. We praise your name. Your presence is healing. To be in your presence is to receive healing. And we reach out our hands to you and receive that healing in Jesus' name. Living under your supernatural protection, there is no weapon formed against any of us that will stand. As we prosper in our relationships, Father, that your favor would rest on each one of us. As we bring God encounters to other people, every day, Father, we bear your presence. We bear your presence, bringing your life-giving light into Medicine Hat, into our communities, into our workplace. And you have anointed us with your words, with the affirming touch of your presence flowing through us to a world that desperately needs you and craves you at the deepest core of their being. And I pray that that power of your presence would be released through us in Jesus' name. Jesus, I am 100% loved and worthy to experience all of your blessings. It was not my sin that held you on the cross, but rather my value that you have placed in me, never to be earned, because that value was declared by you as you hung on that cross. And you said, BJ, I love you. And you never change your mind about me, whether I live in grace or whether I'm living in disgrace. Your mind and your heart never changes about me, because you never change. Father, in the book of Acts, when you released the earthquake and broke open the gates of the prison that held Paul and Silas, and the jailer was confronted with your presence, he came to them and says, What must I do to be saved? And they told him, believe and you and your household will be saved. And Jesus, we declare that powerful anointing on each of our families, on each of our family members, that radical love that is in us would flow through and touch their hearts, and they would receive that in Jesus' name. And Father, we declare that we uproariously laugh when we hear a lie from the devil. We have been made never to fear. Everything you've ever done is our inheritance. Everything you've ever done, everything you've written in the book, every word you've declared, Father, through the prophets, through your Son, is our inheritance. And your works are mighty. And we rest in you. And we remember. We remember what you've done and what you've done for me. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just declare these things together this morning. I set the course of my life with my words. God is on my side. Therefore, I declare that I cannot be defeated. I am the head, not the tail. I have insight. I have wisdom. I have ideas and divine strategies. I have authority. My family and those connected to us are protected from disasters, disease, divorce, adultery, poverty, false accusations, foolish decisions, and all accidents. As Abraham did, I speak God's promises over my life so that my faith is strengthened to possess all of God's promises. I have a sound mind. I think the right thoughts, say the right words, and make the right decisions in every situation I face. I expect to have powerful, divine appointments today to heal the sick, raise the dead, prophesy life, lead people to Christ, bring deliverance, release signs and wonders, and bless every place I go. I expect that today will be the best day of life, spiritually, emotionally, relationally, and financially, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just ask that you would take and you would seal these declarations right now, Jesus, that we have declared over our lives and over the lives of our families. God, I thank you that that we set the course of our lives with our words. You say there's life and death in the power of the tongue. There's blessings and there's curses. And I just pray that as we go about our days and about our lives, that we would release these blessings, that our words would not be filled with discouragement or negativity, but that they would be filled with your power and your love and your grace. As we speak them over our spouses, as we speak them over our parents, as we speak them over our children, over our friends, that we would remind the people around us of who they are created to be in your image. Hallelujah. I just thank you that you have divine strategies to release here to us this morning. Divine strategies in the spirit, in the supernatural, and in the natural. And we just grab hold of those things right now in your name, Jesus. That you would give us plans and the go-aheads of how to put those things, how to put them into play. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Jesus. We thank you for those plans, and we thank you that we have the authority in you to declare those things and walk those things out. I thank you that you are our protector. I thank you that you come alongside us. And I thank you that you are full of grace. Abraham, and because he was mighty in faith and convinced that God had all the power needed to fulfill his promises, Abraham glorified God. He is our example and father, for in God's presence he believed that God can raise the dead and call into being things that don't even exist yet. We have the same power and authority to do that, to raise the dead and to call into being things that don't even exist. So God, would you just rise up that faith in us today? To speak possibility into the things that look impossible. But you are the God of possibility. You are the God of the impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you that we have not been given a spirit of fear or timidity, but of love and of power and of sound mind. And I bless your spirits this morning in the name of Jesus to lead over your body and your souls, to lead over your minds, that we would take every thought captive, that we would take every thought before you. We expect to have powerful, divine appointments today. We thank you that you heal the sick, you raise the dead, you prophesy life, you lead people to Christ, you bring deliverance, you release signs and wonders, and bless every place that we go. And we get to partner with you as we do this. Hallelujah. And I expect that today will be the best day of life, spiritually, emotionally, relationally, and financially, in Jesus' name. And I expect that for you as well. And I expect that for us tomorrow and the days to come. Now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with his superabundance until you radiate with hope.
Are you believing? Are these truths hitting home? Is it in you? Is there a fire in your belly? Praise God. Let's declare these things together. My angels are carrying out the word of God on my behalf. All attacks that were headed my way are diverted right now through angelic protection in Jesus' name. Just as Jesus spoke to the wind, I say, peace be still to my mind, my emotions, my body, and my family. I speak to every mountain of discouragement, stress, depression, and lack, and say, be cast into the sea in Jesus' name. I say, to this day, you are blessed, and I declare that I serve a mighty God who today will do exceedingly and abundantly beyond all I can ask or think. And I say, you are a good God, and I eagerly anticipate your goodness today. Amen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these declarations. Every word is biblically based. It's from your word to us that we are invited to apprehend these truths and put them into practice and walk them out by faith and obedience. Jesus, we thank you that even right now, your holy angels are carrying out the word of God on our behalf. We are people of prayer. We bring our joys and our praises, our needs and our concerns to you in prayer. And when you hear our hearts poured up before you, you send your angels to do bidding on our behalf because we belong to you. We are your sons and daughters. Father, I thank you that there are those among us today that have physically seen angels or in the spirit seen angels, their immensity, their power, and it all comes from you, and they're acting on our behalf. That's amazing. That's humbling. Father, help us to know that we are never alone, even when relationally, we might be isolated. We are never alone. You are always looking out for us. And your angels are always surrounding us. And Father, even though there are attacks against us, and we live in a world where spiritual warfare is abounding in these days, we thank you that when those attacks come, that by faith, those attacks are diverted through angelic protection in Jesus' name. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we believe that today. We declare that today. And your word says that he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. Thank you, Father, that wherever we as the body of Christ set foot, you are with us and you will protect us. And we declare that right now. And some of us may have been feeling lately that we've gone to places where we're getting hammered. We're getting hammered by the world. We're feeling it. Jesus, would you bring to our remembrance day after day the reality that is greater than the reality of the physical, the reality in the spirit that is present, and that we can remember that those attacks can be diverted. Even right now, there may be those here today who have been feeling things even here this morning, sensing that this isn't the place for them, sensing that they're not worthy, sensing that they can't understand, and so on and so forth. But Father, those are attacks from the enemy. Sometimes we need to speak these things over one another in the body of Christ. So we say that right now, that whatever things that the enemy has wanted to bring, he's crafted to bring against us in our spiritual life, to divert us from your love and grace and understanding, we say to the enemy right now, get behind us. As was mentioned earlier, we're the head, not the tail. Thank you, Jesus, that you set the example when you spoke to the wind and the waves. Peace be still. Peace be still. And so we say, peace be still to our minds and emotions, our body and our family members. There are storms all around us at times. There are things kicking up in the natural that affect us in the spiritual, the relational, and every which way. And perhaps there are some among us this morning who have an absence of peace, and there's anxiety and frustration, anger, resentment, bitterness, feeling like things are against. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus right now, peace to every mind, to every imagination, to every spirit here today, to every heart. We declare peace. And again, what the enemy has designed to come against us, we tear it apart because you are present with us. Father, I pray that as we examine the mountains, the problems, the obstacles in front of us, that you would help us to put on the mind of Christ, that we would see the greater reality. So when discouragement and stress and depression and lack seems to crowd around us and we entertain those thoughts and we become encased in those kinds of things, Father, I pray that as we remember to bring them to you and hand these things to you and declare to you that it's just a mountain that can be moved and be cast into the sea, Father, we pray that all of these things would simply dissolve in front of our eyes. Help us to lift our eyes up and see the greater reality, just like the servant Gehazi saw the armies surrounding them and he thought they were doomed. Some of us feel like that, and discouragement rages. Stress takes over, and depression locks in. And a sense of where's the next dollar coming from can isolate us, it can paralyze us. But just as the servant of God prayed for his servant, open his eyes that he might see what I see in the Spirit, help us likewise to see how big you are compared to the mountain. Help us to see how powerful you are when those Goliaths around us are taunting us. And we declare today that those discouragements and stresses and depressions and lack will be cast into the sea in Jesus' name. And give us fearlessness to declare that, Jesus. Help the truth to well up within us to counter the lies of the enemy. Jesus, you taught us how to do that when you were tempted for 40 days in the wilderness. Everything that the enemy brought to you, you countered with the truth of the Scripture, the truth of the Word. And it's powerful and it's effective. Even in this moment, Father, as we're thinking of those things that are stressing us out, we name them right now. And we declare that they are small compared to you. And we declare, we say to those things, in the name of Jesus, be cast into the sea and be gone. And we thank you that you look after us so much, that you give us the spiritual wherewithal to deal with these things in life in good ways. And Father, I pray that as the body of faith in River Valley Community Church, and we have many Christian friends and other churches and fellowships within this city, help us likewise to be a help to one another in these times. Help us not to cast doubt in another person's life or blame in another person's life or to run from other people's problems, but help us to come alongside of and lift up and remind one another that we are stronger than the work of the enemy because Jesus, by his Spirit, resides within us. Help us to agree to do that for one another, for the sake of the body of Christ here at River Valley and around this city. And as we get up every day, Father, I pray that the first thought and the words out of our mouths would be that today you're blessed. This is a good day. And so we declare today that we serve a mighty God who will do exceedingly and abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think. Father, we pray that despite the presenting issues in front of us, help us to rise up and declare that the day is blessed because you are in it and you are mighty. And you will do exceedingly and abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think. Father, enlarge our imaginations. When our minds are stuck on the mundane, on the normal, on the petty, Father, enlarge our minds that we would think your thoughts, that we would think about things that are pure and good and lovely, of good report, things that are excellent and praiseworthy. Teach us to use our minds to dwell on the truth of your word and to commune with you in the Spirit and to praise you and worship you in truth and in spirit, knowing that you are a good God. And we declare that, Father, you are good. You are so good. We can think of so many things if we just take the time to rehearse how good you've been to us, even in the last hour, even in the last day, you've been good to us. Father, even though there's a flat tire to fix after the service, we know that, you're still good. Even though there are little challenges and difficulties, you're good. Because even those things, even those niggly things in life, as we submit them to you, all the problems, all the distresses, all of these things, as we submit them to you, you do something miraculous with those things. You turn them around and you send the devil running because you turn it into something good. Because that's who you are. You are utterly, only, and always good. So we trust your word, we trust our hearts, we trust our lives, we trust our health, we trust our families, we trust this church to you, Jesus. We trust our country to you because you are good. We trust our finances to you because you are good. And Father, where we need to change, help us to understand what that means for us personally. And help us to understand as a church things that we may need to change so that we come in greater and greater alignment with your goodness, reflecting your goodness to the world that just really needs to see something good. And they need to see you. Thank you for this body of believers today. Thank you that we have the freedom in our country to get together and worship you, to make these declarations in peace without being harassed. Thank you that we can do these things, building one another up. Thank you that we can urge one another on in love and good deeds. Thank you that we can take time just to reflect and to be in your presence. Thank you that we can worship you. Thank you that we can just raise our hearts and our voices to you in praise to your name, Jesus. We thank you. Amen.
The presence of God is so precious. We're gathered here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We gather to worship him, and we recognize that the freedom to do so came at a great cost. It is just one freedom among many that we as Canadians are privileged to live in. Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friend. Today we especially remember, with Remembrance Day coming, we thank God for those who gave their lives as the last full measure of devotion for our nation, Canada. the true north strong and free. Today we thank God our Father, Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, and the Holy Spirit for all the Canadian men and women and for all their service in World War I, World War II, the Korean War, various NATO and UN, United Nations missions. This includes Army, Navy, Air Force, Merchant Marine veterans, and police officers who have represented Canada overseas during times of conflict and peace. As Christians today, we offer deep gratitude for the freedom we enjoy in our great nation, the freedom to worship, the freedom to pray, the freedom to offer witness, the freedom to love as Christ has loved us, and the freedom to practice our faith. So we do not take this freedom lightly or for granted. Today, our hearts are full of gratitude as we think of Remembrance Day coming up. And because we are free, we're thankful and we remember. I think it's so fitting to celebrate communion on this day of remembrance, because we remember what Jesus has done for us and the freedom that we enjoy through the cross, through the power of Jesus Christ, our precious Lord and Savior. Let me read for you from Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And because of that, we celebrate communion. And we come together to the table of the Lord. I'm going to invite the servers to come. If you're visiting with us, we're so glad you're here. We want you to feel free to participate with us in the table of the Lord. For us, this is a table of the Lord. It's a table of believers, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the men will serve you. And as they come around, just ask that you would take the cup and the bread and then hold on to it so that we can have a prayer of thanksgiving, and then we will eat and drink together in the name of the Lord. But again, just remember, this is a believer's table for all who have received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, and we welcome you to join with us. Praise God.